Yeah, I think it's important to understand that for the heroic leader, the followers are kind of their fuel. And they need you. They need the followers. But for the price of giving up your own way of looking into the world, and again looking at this idea of consciousness or of spirituality in this realm, every spiritual practice, every wisdom tradition of mankind is, and we are not talking about the religious aspect of it, but we are talking about the core of it. And the core of it is they teach us how to look. They teach us how to look at the world. So they offer us a worldview. And all the ancient traditions, especially the Eastern tradition, they tell us how to live together, how to overcome suffering, how to live embedded in a real world out there.
The more complex the world gets, and the more difficult and the more challenging, the more we need conscious leaders who involve everyone.
What is a core quality, and I think this is how you can really distinguish very easily when you enter an organization. You all know the idea of magnetism. You know, this is this invisible force that kind of gives order to a disordered complexity without telling every single chip, look, this is north, and so on and so forth. So if, and we as human beings, we have many layers of how to receive that. And it, when you enter a space where this speaks to you, where you feel aligned and welcomed, and you can feel this pull, this is actually on the other end, it's the activity of a leader to create that kind of magnetism that allows you to step in and to also to feel being part of a bigger body, of a belonging which is beyond our individual self.
It's really the context that the leader creates, no matter where in the world, that inspires people to share, to show up, and to really feel they matter and they contribute. And we think this is what great leaders and what conscious leaders are able to. So paying attention and listening is not only listening to other people, but also listen to yourself.
And we all know that actually. Mm. You all have had this experience in your previous lives, that meeting with someone, and you might not have had the distinction of, oh, it could be his or her presence that made me feel that way. But whenever you have this enriching interaction with someone, that you feel seen, you feel heard, you feel listened to without mentioning that even, but you feel safe. This is actually the most likely the quality of presence which your partner in this moment is offering, is mm-hmm. bringing to this situation. Mm-hmm. It opens a quality in ourselves where we, all of a sudden, if we feel safe, and feeling safe is one of the core essential ingredients for human people to grow. So if you feel safe, you can unfold your own capacity and your potentiality, which you might even know about, because it needs this rare context where this security is given, where this quality is present. So it's you, if you are able to offer that to your peers, to people you might lead in the future, or you already lead, then you see, this is when growing starts, because people show themselves, they're like, wow, how, I don't know where this came from, what I just spoke, but it allowed me to open deeper sources of my inner self, actually, and show them to the world. So it allows creativity to spring, it allows compassion to rise, it allows capacities unheard of in your own life to appear. It's about compassion and straightness at the same time, and both are possible. And that asks a lot from us, from you. Because how do you do that, you know? How do we do that? How do we see, well, to distinct This is what was your delivery, and it did not reach my expectations or what we understood as agreed, and still speak and be informed from your compassionate self. Because this is a service. And I think this is also of importance. Leadership is a service you bring. You will be a role model. You already are. But the more you are stepping into leadership roles, the more you will be a role model, knowingly or not, consciously pretending to be that or giving nothing about it. You will be a role model. Because due to our nature as human beings, our perception is made exactly for that. And most of our perception is just happening unconsciously. You know, all your whole life, you have been orientated yourself after your leaders. Was it your mom, your dad, your friend, your neighbor, your community labor, whatever.
Teachers in school,
professors at the university, they all are leaders. And we unknowingly look for them either to cope that or part of their capacities, or if we
copy
that and cope with it. And if we don't agree, not just do the opposite, which is a coping as well. So, and the same will happen to you. People will look at you. You might know it or not. And the higher you will climb up this mountain on the pyramid of an organization, the more you will be in the focus, in the center of attention. And the more you should give, the better advice you have to give awareness to that reality.
And how do you address culture as a leader? Is by understanding that as a leader, you are the culture. So your behavior sets the context for the rest of the organization.
You embody it.
We also have a lot of organizations who still have a net negative impact. So they are destroying more value than they create for people and planet. And we think that this should stop. This is the very powerful way that conscious leaders have to turn around the world into new directions. And this is something we personally really care about. If you ask your heart, it will give you a different answer than your cognition. But then there's a third intelligence, which is intuition. Intuition means that you know something that you practically can't know. That doesn't have anything to do with your private knowledge, with what you have learned, with the data you have access to.
This might be, if at all, new information to our generations today, but it's actually a deep knowing of mankind for hundreds of thousands of years, which got lost over the last couple of centuries. Beginning in the Western world, where the separation started earlier, this focus on cognition, which started a couple of hundred years ago, and having in mind that we live on this planet as human beings in this kind of upright movement and capacities is about 300,000 plus years compared to 300 years something, where cognition took over the main arena of identification with ourselves, that this is a micro aspect. So over thousands of years, our forefathers and foremothers have cultivated, and not even actually knowingly cultivated, but they lived in this reality of sensing it all. There's a part was cognition, but a much larger part was intuition, was emotion.
The more artificial intelligence will be, the more our natural body wisdom can be a very important source to look into and to use at the same time, so that we have a beneficial outcome, so that not everything is only intelligence and only artificial, but that we still make use of our body wisdom and intelligence. That can be a huge differentiator also for you as a leader, to have the combination of those two parts can really create a huge difference in the world out there.